Oh, they.
After I got involved in the course, I began.
Everything fell apart.
Everything.
I know
fell,
that.
I fell
don't
apart.
Rub it in. I feel bad enough about it. I know.
I began to feel victimized by a decision maker.
You're really good at this, you know? Boy, you are a master. If anybody wants to learn how to do this, oh, there's your man.
Wrong way. For example, my brother-in-law last year, he died of brain cancer, and I was there when he died. And he tried to stay alive as long as he possibly could. He fought it all the way. And I go, well, the decision maker is saying he's going to die of brain cancer, and his conscious mind is saying, I do not want to die. Absolutely, I want to live. And I feel like he's being victimized by the decision maker.
Right. Okay. All right, but that's another expression of the dissociation, where you're splitting off the decision maker from yourself, which is what the ego wants you to do also. You know, as I've said other times, I kind of implied it briefly earlier, the decision maker is the only thing that there is. There is nothing else. We are always the decision maker. Once we chose to leave heaven or believed we could do that, we became a decision maker, and that self-concept never changes. We try to hide it. And then we make up stories about ourselves that we're not a decision-making self, we're a guilty, sinful self. And then it becomes that we are a body and we are innocent and everybody else is guilty. But the bottom line is, since ideas leave not their source, we never stop being a decision-maker. So one can say that one of Jesus' purpose, in fact, his only purpose in this course, is to undo the dissociation that seems to split ourselves off from our decision-making self. And so the process of looking, right? So looking at yourself or a loved one having cancer, right? The process of looking is what begins to end that dissociation. Because the you that's looking is the observing self, which is the decision maker. When the decision maker is in his right mind, he becomes an observer. So the observing self looking at someone having cancer and dying, or looking at someone doing anything. And so what that helps you do, again, is to end the identification with the ego self, with the bodily self, with Odei, and begin to re-identify with what you've always been, which is the decision maker. So just be aware that you being victimized by the decision maker is no different from being victimized by your mother, your poor, poor dear mother, right? Or anybody else, or being victimized by me.
So it seems like what just kind of came into my mind is, whatever is happening is what I, as a decision maker, really want. Despite
That's
how I,
right.
Despite how
despite I, what you're pretending to feel. Right. You know. We would all say that pain is something that we don't want, but if we really looked at what goes on, we would realize that we luxuriate in the pain. I think I told once this story. Works had a patient many, many years ago who had just had a love affair break up, and he was really feeling the pain, but after a while indulging the pain, until one day he admitted to me that he actually found the pain exquisite. It was a nice word for what he was feeling. But all pain is exquisite. And so that's what we have to look at. And that's hard, you know, so. Allison?
Would it be then accurate to say that just looking at the wall of the resistance is always coming back to what Jane got to? I'm doing this to myself.
Yes, that's the end. You know that what ends the face of innocence is the secret of salvation. I'm doing this unto myself. Yes, stay with that, Jane.
You said we are the decision maker. The dissociation is to break through that. And to misidentify with Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Where does my Christ self come in? I thought that's what I was. I'm really confused.
What I said is, once you believed you could leave heaven, then you became a decision maker. In heaven, what you really are is Christ. But once you believe, you've separated. And Christ now is a rapidly fading memory. Right? The self you are, within in the split mind, the post-separation self is always a decision maker. That because it has chosen the ego, can reverse itself and choose the Holy Spirit. And when you choose the Holy Spirit only, then that returns to you the memory of who you really are as Christ.
So the decision maker is kind of a bridge.
Yes, 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 the bridge between heaven and hell. Right. Mary, you had your hand up.
The part of then to realize I'm doing this to myself, then that means there is no cause. So that's the cause effect.
Yes, well, there is no external cause. I'm doing this to myself. I am the cause, and I am the effect. And since the effect is pretty rotten, I want to change the cause. I want to change myself from a decision-making self that chose the ego to a decision-making self that chooses the Holy Spirit.